Good morning. You are listening to Quill Radio on WNTI.org from Centenary University in Hackettstown, New Jersey. This morning, I'm joined by President Rosalind Reichard of Centenary University. Thank you so much for being here.
Glad to be here. Thank you for asking me.
So I just want to interview you about various topics relating to Centenary. So first off, Centenary now offers a 4+1 MBA, which enables students to earn an undergraduate degree and an MBA in just 5 years. So what do you think are some of the benefits of offering this program?
Well, certainly students want to try to complete their degrees as quickly as possible. And this enables them to do that through, again, both the undergraduate and the MBA program. A 4+1 program is very helpful in terms of accelerating that completion. So I think that's one of the major advantages. It also allows folks to do the undergraduate and graduate degree at the same time, which is an advantage as well. So we try to do whatever we can to help students complete the kind of degrees they want to complete.
If you could speak on Centenary's partnership with the New York Jets for a moment, how does this set Centenary apart from other colleges in the area?
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that. That's an exciting partnership. And, you know, being a partner with the New York Jets and having Centenary's name in the New York City market is huge for us. Centenary is a wonderful school in northwestern New Jersey. Everybody knows it in northwestern New Jersey, but we're not known that well, certainly in the New York City metropolitan area. So enabling us to be a part of that partnership is tremendous, but it also is beyond that. It has to do with supporting our students in their learning in the business area and in other areas. So it's a partnership to help us be known, but it's also a partnership to help our students learn. So it's a tremendous advantage to our students and to the university.
This year, Centenary experienced a 15% increase in first-year student enrollment. What are some initiatives that Centenary took in order to achieve this increase?
Right. Well, certainly the partnership I mentioned, but beyond that, getting Centenary known beyond this local region is a big part of increasing enrollment. And also, as you probably know, we're very innovative in developing new programs that are of interest to today's students. And that is a big factor in increasing enrollment as well. So getting the institution known beyond this local region and also developing the programs that are going to be important to students in the future is a big part of increasing enrollment. We're very excited about that.
It's shifting gears a little bit. The Board of Trustees has been leading the process of selecting the 14th president of Centenary University, and they've now narrowed their search down to two candidates, Dr. Patricia Ramsey and Dr. Bruce Murphy. Is there any advice that you would give to these candidates?
Well, I am certainly going to be talking with both of them at length, and they're both outstanding candidates. I've been very pleased with the process the board has undertaken as it's gone through this. They've really stayed steady interviewing the candidates, interviewing the references. These two candidates are outstanding. They have deep experience, and I'll certainly talk with them about the challenges and the opportunities here at Centenary. I really believe more than anything we need to continue to work towards being one university and helping everyone be a part of moving the institution forward, and I'll talk at length about that with them. I'll certainly help them understand the strengths that we have, and there are many of them, and also, of course, the challenges. We need to make sure that they're aware of what those are as well. So I'll have many conversations with them, and certainly once the person's selected, there'll be a very good transition from me to that person. So I look forward to that.
Another new thing Centenary has been doing is the new Future You campaign. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean to you, and how have you seen that being implemented?
Well, the Future You is talking about the future university, Centenary University, and its future, again, as we develop some of the new programs I've already mentioned. But it's also very much about what we've done for many, many years, and that is helping to develop the future you in the student. I don't think there's any institution out there that spends as much time and is as focused on the development of every single individual student. You know that yourself, having been a part of the student body and being able to work with the faculty and the staff. So Future You is about the future university we're developing and the future you, the future student, and how we help that student develop.
Our Diamond of Dreams baseball field is now officially open and ready to play ball on. So how has the process of seeing the field being built been?
Well, if you were not at our grand opening on Saturday, I wish you had been there. Yeah. It is absolutely a beautiful field as you stand on home plate and look out at the scenery, and you've got these trees and the houses. It's an incredible addition, not just to the university, but to the whole community. We had both the Hackettstown High School baseball team, as well as, of course, our Cyclone team there. We had a game between the Cyclone team and the alum. And the alums actually did pretty well. I was there for a part of it. I was really impressed with how they were able to hit the ball. But at any rate, it, as I said on Saturday at our grand opening, it really is a baseball field for the whole university, student athletes, non-athletes, for the whole community as we bring folks together. And I think you're going to see some remarkable events there and remarkable ways that that field is not only in the impact it has on Centenary itself, but again on the surrounding community. Very exciting, beautiful field. If you've not been there, go on and look. It is, it's really spectacular.
So if you didn't know before, we used to have a print newspaper called The Quill.
Yes.
And then the person who was in charge of that, Dr. Deb Lev, retired. So that's why this is now called Quill Radio. So it's kind of, you know, an audio version of that. But I wanted to ask you, how do you feel about there no longer being a print student newspaper at Centenary?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. I believe that the student newspaper, a print student newspaper, is extremely important for the institution as a whole, but of course, especially for the students. To begin with, the experience that you get by interviewing folks on a regular basis and the writing that you do, organizing that paper overall, the experience of the students is extremely important. But I think it's important for the university as well, because it ends up being the students' viewpoint of the university. One of the things that I did at my last institution, and I offered it when I came on board in January, is I wrote a letter to the students in every student newspaper edition for 7 years. I was president of 7 years. And for me, that was a way to communicate with the students. They you know, they wouldn't always listen to the kind of preaching that a college president does sometimes. But they did read it, and they did remark about it to me. So I hope that we can get back to that. I really think it's extremely important for the students to have that voice and for the institution to hear that voice, and the experience the students get with producing a paper is extremely important. I hope we get back. Yeah.
So we also now have Sodexo as our food provider for the CAF, offering us awesome new food. How has that adjustment been going?
Well, I'm not sure if you've been in the cafeteria. I hope you have.
Yes.
The tremendous variety of food, the quality of food. I love watching the pizza guy with the dough as he's tossing it in the air. But at any rate, I think the food has really, been tremendous this fall. And not that it was bad in the past, but just the variety that we have, a special every day that's extraordinarily good, and again, all the different stations that are there. So I've heard nothing but good things about the change in the food, so we're happy with that.
I remember when I was a senior in high school looking at Centenary, I noticed that two unique programs that Centenary offers are the equine major and the theater major. And with having a renowned equestrian center just a drive away and having our own Centenary stage company right on campus, do you feel that these two programs are advertised enough to the point where students on campus know about them? I want to know your perspective.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure that there's ever enough advertising. We certainly try to do that. In fact, it's interesting you'd mention that, because we did have one of our presidential candidates here on campus on Friday, and I talked with him about both of those programs. And it was funny, because we were right near the Centenary Stage entranceway, and as I was talking about the quality of that program, Carl walked out, and he was able to tell him more. I don't know if as students and faculty and staff, we appreciate as much as we might the fact that we have those programs. The Centenary Stage program, it's incredible for a school of our size to have, again, the combination of student productions and professional productions. And then the Equine Center is, just amazing when you go out there and see the facilities and see the quality of the care of the horses and the programs themselves. So I think that we advertise them probably never enough. I think more than that, that we don't appreciate as an institution if we're not in those programs as much as we might. And I think we need to work on that. But they are two outstanding programs.
I noticed this year that Family Weekend and Alumni Weekend have been separated. Do you think that's a positive or negative change?
Well, I think, those events sometimes are done well together because there are some common interests. But it is a challenge sometimes in terms of the amount of space that's needed for a larger group and all of that. So I think it's good to try something different. I think we've had them separate before and they've worked well, and we've had them together and they've worked well. And it's really something that the alumni have to be working on in terms of when they want the alumni weekend. Often when alumni weekend's in the fall, it's in connection with other events, you know, athletic events and other events. I think we have to figure out exactly what the alumni are attracted to as we try to work on alumni weekend. I think the family weekend focus is pretty clear. I mean, certainly families are going to come. They want to meet some of the faculty and staff. They want to see how their students are doing. I think that alumni weekend can be in the fall, can be in the spring, and I'm looking forward to how it will be put together for this spring and support our alumni.
One great thing that Centenary has, in my opinion, is the vibe and the social media marketing major. And also upstairs in this building, there's the STEM lab. So I want to know if you could speak about that a little bit.
That's another area that I'm not sure as an institution we understand and appreciate as much as we should. The equipment in those labs are state-of-the-art, incredible equipment for our students to be able to work on. We also, as you probably know, really have it connect with the community because we're bringing in high school students and other folks to use that equipment. So, again, very unique, very forward-looking, exceptional programs. And I think there, too, we need to be publicizing that more, getting the word out about those more, and certainly within the institution itself, helping to understand and appreciate those programs, I think, is extremely important.
So going back to you a little bit, did you always know that you wanted to be a president of colleges and universities, or is that something you never would have thought you'd be doing?
It's not something I thought about. I am a teacher, and I love the field that I worked in, which is mathematics, and I loved working with students. I was asked to go into a department head role and then a dean's role, and I thought, sure, I'll give that a try, and it worked out well, and I was asked to continue, in higher positions. I do miss working with the students. There's nothing that's more satisfying to me than working with a group of students, and I still do everything I can to connect with students. That's why I'm here, for the students. That's where I get my energy from. So it's not something I look to do. I'm a hard worker. I really feel strongly about providing educational opportunities for students. I love the small private schools like Centenary. They are my life work. And anything I can do to provide support to those institutions as they provide support to students is important to me. I'm happy to be a teacher. I'm happy to be an administrator. Whatever I can do to strengthen institutions like Centenary is important to me. So I've certainly been asked in the past, by young people, what do I need to do to be a college president? And, again, that's not something I planned for my career, so it's hard for me to try to advise other than I hope that you love being part of a higher ed institution, that you work hard, and that you you do what's right for students. And I think over time that if, in fact, the presidency is in your horizon, it will happen. That's really the way I look at it. But you do have to have, certainly the appropriate degrees, and you have to have a love of students. Those are two of the most important things, I think, for being a college or university president.
What would you say to a college senior, high school senior, my bad, that is looking at Centenary as a potential college that they're want to go to?
Well, I certainly would talk with them about the future you that we've already mentioned, and probably focus for that student. High school students, as you would expect, are interested in how they are going to fit into the institution. So what's important is to learn a lot about that student and try to understand that student before you talk about Centenary itself, because what's important to them is, again, am I going to fit into that? So you have to understand who they are and then try to bring to them the strength of Centenary as it helps them become who they want to be. So I would talk about the future you and how we try to understand each student and try to understand exactly what their needs are and provide the support that that they need to grow and learn and become the future you that, again, Centenary is all about. It's really important to understand each individual student, where they're coming from, and how then we can help here at Centenary for them to develop into what they want to be as they go forward.
Well, that is all that I had for today. Is there anything else you'd like to touch on that I didn't cover?
Well, I'm going to be leaving fairly soon. And, you know, we already talked about the fact that we have a presidential search going on. Mm. And so I just want to let you know how much it's meant to me to be able to be here, how much I've learned about the institution that I didn't know in the past. And it really is a treasure. I think you know that at times, but I'm not sure that you always understand it. So think about that. Think about always, if you're part of this institution, whether you're in the community or you're actually a member of the faculty or staff or a student, try to always think about how you can help strengthen this institution, because the impact it has, the impact this institution has on the world is extraordinary, and we need your support. So I thank everybody for allowing me to serve, and again, I ask you to keep Centenary in your thoughts and prayers, and do everything you can to support the institution.
Well, thank you so much for being here this morning, President Reichert. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And we are going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. You're listening to Quill Radio on WNTI.org from Centenary University, and I'm your host, Katie Peters. I want to thank my guest again, President Rosalind Reichert, for being here this morning. Now to shift gears a little bit, I do have the sports schedule for this week. We have a lot of games going on, from soccer to volleyball. So men's soccer will be playing against Rutgers in Newark at 4 p.m. tomorrow on October 9th. Women's soccer will be at the College of St. Elizabeth at 4 p.m. also. And then on Thursday, cross country is at the CSAC preview race in Pennsylvania at 4 p.m. And women's volleyball will be at Fairleigh Dickinson University at 7 p.m. This Saturday, October 12th, cross country will be at the DeSales Open at 10:30 a.m. Also Saturday, field hockey will be playing against Bryan Athyn at 11 a.m. home. And women's volleyball will be playing against Wilson College at noon home. Also Saturday, women's soccer will be at Wilson College at 1 p.m. And men's soccer will be playing against Clark Summit University at 3 p.m. home at Centenary. Lastly, on Sunday, October 13th, field hockey will be playing against Wells College home at 1 p.m. There are different things happening on campus for this week. First, we have the CJL Horse Show at the Equine Campus, and that'll be going on all day on Saturday, the 12th. Also, Centenary's October Open House will be this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And today, there is a chapel service at 3 p.m. in the chapel. Tomorrow, Tuesday the 8th, is a community engagement fair on the quad from 1 to 2:30 p.m., where different community service organizations will be on campus. Pilates will take place at 7:30 p.m. in the dance studio in the Lackland Center. And on Wednesday, there's free HIV STD testing in the Wellness Center from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and then once again from 1 to 4 p.m. This Wednesday, there is also a WNTI meeting in Lackland 243 at 3 p.m. There is also a chapel service at 9 a.m. and Mind Spa in the SAC at 4 p.m. Also on Thursday, October 10th, there's yoga in the dance studio in Lackland at 7:30 p.m. Later that day, come out for a fiesta in Ferry from 8 to 11 p.m. On Friday, a student favorite, there will be Midnight Munchies in the Reeves Gym lobby at midnight. And this coming Saturday, there is a fall festival outside near the turf fields from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. So definitely come out for that. Thank you so much for joining me this morning on Quill Radio, and I'll be back next Monday.